And you're inside My Fix It Up Life with my wife, Teresa.
And my husband, Mark.
And we are on the set of DIY Network's Man Cave.
They let me on! They let me on the set!
Just for now, don't get excited, because you're going to leave here in a minute.
I'm wearing my cat.
You can stay.
My cat work boots.
Those are nice. I like those.
Trying to get on, you know, being all like man cave and stuff.
You're trying to fit right in, aren't you?
Yeah, how am I doing?
I think, guys, what do you think? She's doing all right with the boots?
Okay?
Yeah, all right. They approve.
That's a big boot.
That was pretty lame, Chris.
I like it.
Yeah, can we try that again?
Yeah, what do you guys think? You like it?
You like my boots?
Okay, on three.
On
what
three.
Do you think? One, two, three.
I brought the style. And I want to say congratulations to you because Man Caves is now in the Merriam-Webster Collegiate Dictionary as an official word. And I want to say it probably has something to do with all of you.
Listen, I wish we could take credit for that. I think Man Cave, the phrase, was around before we actually started the show. We'd like to take credit.
Yeah,
it
but
was.
You pushed it over
I think
the
we
edge
elevated
of the cliff.
It. I think we elevated it.
Elevated is good, too.
Elevated is good.
I'll go with Cliff.
You know,
over
they
the top.
Say that it started with the Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus book.
Yeah.
And that whole series.
It probably did.
But you guys exploded it.
I wouldn't pick Mars, but that's all right. I mean, Mars is cool.
Where when from?
They found life there.
They have found life.
Or maybe life.
I think so. Something that looks like
someone
life.
Call National Geographic.
Yeah, we might need to check on that. But
the
Mars
voice,
is cool.
By the way, in case you're not watching this, that you hear is Jason Cameron, who's the host of DIY Network's Man Cave.
And I want to ask
that also premieres.
Yes.
Yeah.
Friday at 10 on DIY Network.
Yes, but I want to know you're a licensed contractor. Yeah. Now, why is Tony a Man Cave specialist? And you've done 10 seasons of Man Caves on DIY Network. What does it take to go from an apprentice of a Man Cave specialist to all the way up journeyman and the whole thing? Like, where are you in the process?
Well, you just put a lot into that.
The head shaking is the best,
okay,
by the way.
Jason,
you want to do is steal third and then go over your head fake. Come
I'm
back,
a woman. Home. I bring complication into the whole thing.
That's good, though.
That's why
good.
You want me out of your man cave.
I know. I'm thinking about the whole what I want to answer. First of all, I'm amazed and delighted that Man Caves has been on for 10 seasons. It's pretty rare in this business that happens. So I'm really excited about that. We got an amazing crew. We have a great time. I mean, Goose is a pain in the butt, but that's a whole other story. But 10 seasons is pretty awesome. And like you said, this Friday, we're going to premiere our 10th season with Nick and Artie show, their studio Man Cave, which was a blast to do because I was laughing the whole time.
Nice.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. But it's been an amazing ride, and we're still going. And the fact that we've built probably over 100 man caves and I don't have one yet is really annoying me at this point.
That's really kind of sad.
It is sad.
Yeah, you lie. So, I think you're trying to get to, after you become a man cave specialist, you know, get that title, then you'll be able to have your own.
Well, Goose
you're
has,
like in training right now, Stow.
Well, really?
Yeah, 100 isn't quite enough yet, right?
Not yet?
Yeah,
not really?
Yeah.
All right, well, I guess we're still in training. Well, Goose has the title.
He
of
does
man
have
cave.
The title.
I don't know how he got the title of man cave specialist, to be honest with you.
Maybe he like arm wrestled someone. For it.
He's a specialist at not working. That's what he's a specialist
at. So what you're saying is that you've done 100 without Goose, 250 easy.
Pretty much. That's a good way to put it. There you go. It would have been 250.
Okay, so I have a question about the men and their man caves.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, hit me.
Now, you have done man caves for famous people, and you've done man caves for just like regular people, like my husband
like Mike,
here.
Mike, great guy.
Now, he's I want to know. Is there, like, a dream of a man cave that's different between a famous person or a regular person? Or are all man cave dreams pretty much the same?
I think all man cave dreams are unique to that person, you know, because every guy's different. Some guys are sports fans. Some guys are cigar guys. We do a cigar lounge. Some guys are, golfers. Some guys. It just depends on the guy.
Okay.
They're all very unique. But, you know, I think the star aspect when we do those, I think it's just more – it's just a bigger show.
Okay.
But 90% of what we do are just regular guys, which is what we love to do.
Now, like, I'm just wondering, you know, like a famous person who's like, you know, so busy and going around doing all kinds of stuff. Would their man cave just be like some kind of zen, relaxing place?
You would think so, right?
But not so much.
Not so much.
Okay.
I would say it's 60-40. 60 zen, 40 not so zen.
Not so zen, by which you mean total chaos
and
high energy,
you
know, cars parked in the basement kind of stuff.
What you just said, all of that.
Yes.
You just pretty much summed it
up.
We have a lot of chaos. As you guys have been here for a little while, right?
Yes.
You can see all the chaos going on because we're getting ready to reveal right now. So the chaos happens on this day when we're getting ready to reveal. In fact, my guys are finishing up my project, which is a spinning table. And they're finishing it up for me.
You know, that spinning table.
The spinning table, yeah. Yes. What does it spin from and to? Can you even say that?
I can, actually. It's a dining table on one side, and then you flip it, and it's a game table on the other side. So it actually spins. But I got to be honest with you, because a lot of people watch the show, and they see us build these projects. I dreamed this thing up. I built it in my head. And then we actually had to make it come to life. And I thank God it works.
Is this back of an envelope? Like,
yeah,
is this going to work?
Yeah. Well, no, it wasn't that much. I mean, I had it down like a plan, but it's just one of those things where I hope this works. You know?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, because this is the beta piece.
Yes.
I have a question.
I have a girl question. Yeah. Now, is your wife, like, dazzled and happy because you dream these things up in your mind and you give them out to other men and they don't actually come into her home?
Well, that's
Is that, thing. Like, a high-five moment for her?
Well, it's a high-five moment for her, not for me, because I don't have a man cave yet. And this is the funniest thing, and we talked about Goose a little bit, but Goose has a man cave, his restaurant has a man cave, and now his wax figure at Madame Tussauds has a man cave. Me? No man cave.
There's something to be.
Now,
Jason, did you understand what I just said?
Yeah, I'm going to flow chart that for you. You lose.
I built a wax. I built a man cave for his wax figure, and I don't have a man cave yet.
Do you have any children yet?
No children.
That might have something to do with it.
It might.
Because you need a retreat.
She's like analyzing me.
Oh, yeah. You're getting the whole Freud treatment. This happens to me all day.
I was just going to say. Hey, are we talking to you guys? I don't think so.
Oh, wait a minute. That's right.
I'm sorry. Yeah, well.
There's about 10 children out there who are roughly 20.
Hey, nobody asked you guys. Get out of here. Don't pay any attention to them.
So from 10 years of Man Cave,
right.
you've had all kinds of experiences. You've walked into all kinds of houses. And from we've been inside this one, you're literally all in their life. You're using the upstairs bathroom. There's food all over the place. There's equipment. And their family's all in there.
Yeah.
10 years, you've met all kinds of people.
Yeah.
Can you think of a moment where you've walked in and just had to really fight off hanging your head and saying, oh, no, we can't do this?
Yeah. The only time that ever happened to me was when we went to Kuwait. My whole crew and DIY sent everybody to Kuwait to do a troop cave at Camp Virginia. And we walked into a USO tent. And at first, we thought it was just a tent. I was just thinking, okay, just a tent structure. This was like almost the size of a half of a football field. Huge. So I walked in and immediately, because you're already like acclimating to 130-degree heat.
Sure,
right. And then you walk into this thing and you're like, there's no way we're going to be able to do this. So that was my moment where I'm like, there's just no way.
How did you do that?
We thank God for the CBOs, the construction battalion, because they came through and helped us. Thank you guys if you're watching. Amazing. But it was an amazing experience, but it was one of those moments where I'm like, there's no way we're going to get this done.
And was the awe of the whole thing just like, you're acclimating to everything because you're in such a completely different environment?
We had two guys in the infirmary within the first 2 days.
Like dehydration. He choked the whole thing.
Yeah. Choking on dust. It was, I'm a huge fan and support of the troops, big time support of the troops. So to actually be there and see what they go through, it just gives
whole
you a whole
different level.
Whole new perspective on it. Yeah, it's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah we're going to take a moment of silence while we recoil from the drama of that.
Putting it into perspective, doing a regular man cave is kind of, you know, not as overwhelming anymore because now you've been through all of that.
I have, but it still can be overwhelming because, like I said, every time we come to a situation, it's always different. And this is a good example. Like you guys talking about, we got the whole family in there. We got my whole crew. You got camera guys. You got producers. You got, well, you know.
Yeah. Everybody's, I see Tony in there on a couch.
Well, Tony's always on the couch. Yeah. If he's not on the couch, it'd be a little surprising.
Tim, can you edit that out of the show? Thank you.
I'll leave that in. We take over the whole house. So when people, I don't think wives really understand when we show up what that means, that we're actually literally taking over the house.
Yes.
For 3 days.
Well, you've taken over the driveway,
and
too.
The driveway.
And from the guy perspective, it is man caves, honey. Give me a second.
Okay.
Tool envy. Table saw, outfeed table, two 12-inch slide compound miter saws.
Slide compound miter saws. There you go.
Oh, yeah. These things are awesome.
Dual compound, by the way.
Oh, yeah. It's the dual bevel slide armature.
Yes.
That one.
Articulating.
Oh, yes.
Articulating.
Yes.
That's
articulating.
It. Well, I can say this. I saw the first one ever in existence.
Yeah. He did.
The prototype.
He literally did.
Yeah. Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
Wow. Amazing.
Behind closed doors.
I absolutely love it.
You depend on those?
I absolutely love it.
Well, we have to go to break.
Oh,
so,
we do.
Go to DIYnetwork.com. Check out Man Caves 10 o'clock on Friday nights. And follow Jason on Twitter, JCameronTV. And we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Then I grabbed the wheel. Check the map, strap my belt, course correct. hit the gas and come back home.